Over the last decade, some Prince Rupert students have had the chance to learn the local First Nations language, Smalyaks, but some isn't good enough anymore. The local school district wants to expand the First Nations language program, and last night they began introducing that plan. Roberta Edzerza is the Aboriginal education principal in Prince Rupert, and she joins me live this morning. Good morning.
I'm again Clegg.
How is the district expanding the Smalyaks language program?
Well, the right from the beginning, 17 or so years ago, the fluent teachers and Smalyak language teachers really wanted to start the Smalyak language right from kindergarten, and wanting to increase the time overall. And the K-4 Smalyak language program has been offered in two of our schools up until now, but now in September we'll offer it to the rest of the elementary schools, so all students will be able to learn the language and share in the culture, and it's a wonderful thing.
Why do you think that all elementary school students should have this chance to learn the local First Nations language?
Well, we are on traditional Tsimshian territory, and the Smalyak is the language of the territory. And we are so proud, and we would like to share our language and culture with everybody and just learn together and have a little bit of language in the primary years also.
And the primary years, this is important. Why in the very early stages, K-4, do students need to be learning Smalyaks?
Well, research shows that kindergarten, earlier the better, and they pick up the language earlier. Also, research also shows that learning any second language is good for the brain and improves student learning with all learning abilities for all subjects.
We've had the topic posted on our Facebook page about this expansion of the language program. Lots of different reaction, most of it supportive, but there are questions about the need, particularly for non-Aboriginal learners, to take on a First Nations language. Why do you think it's a good idea for all students?
Well, the Smalyak language is a very complex language, and it would take thousands of hours in an immersion program to become fluent. So the language that we're offering K-4 right now is a little bit of the language that we can practice in songs and play and interactive activities and go outside and learn from the land and be more outdoors, and that's a strong part of our culture. So just making it fun and interactive is a good thing.
So the objective is not necessarily that elementary students have Smalyaks language at their fingertips by the time they graduate high school. Is it about introducing them to the culture that they are living amongst?
Definitely, yes.
This program has been in place, as you mentioned, for almost 17 years is when the discussions first began. How do you think its presence in the two elementary schools thus far has changed Tsimshian identity for kids here?
Our students are really proud, and they look forward to learning the language. My son has been in the K-4 program for 4 years now, and he's in grade 5. So he is thriving in the Smalyak language at his age level, and he really enjoys it. What we hear from other parents is, how come we don't have it offered in the other elementary schools so my child can take it? And those are from Aboriginal parents and non-Aboriginal parents.
Well, how far do you think it has gone in terms of addressing racism?
I think it's one avenue to address racism. Education is key, so learning the language and sharing in the learning and the culture, it's a very rich culture, and I think we're really privileged to be a part of that.
I've heard it said from parents, you know, my child is starting in kindergarten, grade 1. They already struggle with English. They might be learning French as well. I don't need them to be learning a third language too. What do you say to them?
Well, they're going to they're going to enjoy the language. It's going to be, like I said, there's going to be singing and some cultural sharing in there. Really basic introduction to the language. And it's looking around and paying attention to the seasons and the months and knowing what words for traditional foods are that they might be experiencing or being exposed to. So it's a little bit of language that they can take home and share with peers and families.
I'm speaking to Roberta Edzerza about a new plan to teach all Prince Rupert Elementary students in the public school system the First Nations language of Small Yaks from kindergarten to grade four. A language learning was one of the recommendations coming out of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report from last week. What else do you think Prince Rupert needs to do to improve education for both First Nations students and non-Aboriginal students?
Well, learning about the legacy of residential schools for sure, and honoring and acknowledging our survivors, but also learning about the effects of residential schools over the generations. And it's going to take a long time. With this in-depth research of the Truth Reconciliation Commission and the recommendations, there will definitely be an increase and focus on Aboriginal education and language in the schools and in the community.
Roberta Edzerza, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Doig Sitnoon.
Roberta Edzerza is the district principal for Aboriginal education in Prince Rupert. And we're asking you this morning, what do you think? Is more Aboriginal language learning needed for all students in the north? How far will it go to addressing the after effects of the residential school system? You can send your thoughts in to us via email, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. We also have the topic up on our Facebook page. Lots of people have responded to that already. We have about 26 comments so far. You can weigh in as well by going to find us on Facebook at Daybreak North.